Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Nikki Haley has lost every single state and nearly every single county that she has competed in this Republican primary, and that's definitely not going to change tonight. She is due for a big loss in her own backyard here in South Carolina. And as for President Trump, he's never been in a stronger position to win. He's polling by more than double digits with independents over Joe Biden. He's beating Joe Biden in nearly every single head-to-head general election matchup. He's winning Hispanic Americans. He's winning women. He's making earth-shattering gains with African Americans across this country, and that's exactly why starting tomorrow, we will take our focus away from Nikki Haley, who does not have a chance in heck at becoming the president of the United States. We're going to focus on our real opponent, and that is Joe Biden and the radical Democrats who are destroying this country.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. Let me start off by apologizing. Obviously, I didn't have any episodes on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of last week. That's because the flu got me, not to be confused with COVID, because I don't believe that exists. But a flu got me, and it beat me up pretty bad. So I apologize for not being there for those 3 days, and I really didn't even have the energy to put the time forth to come in and say anything at all. I was laying there like a big giant dead whale on the beach, except I wasn't on a beach. I was on a couch. It's a funny thing how, at least for men, you have that one comfortable chair, and then when you're sick, you just want to be in your chair, and you're just like, bleh, to the rest of the world. But that's pretty much how that went last week, so I apologize for that. All right, as we just heard, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley lost fairly big. Trump, he defeated her. He was nearly 60% of the vote, and she was at nearly 40%. So he beat her by quite a few points in her home state, in her own backyard. At this point, Nikki Haley, anybody that has two marbles rolling around would bow out. She is staying in the race, or at least she claims she's staying in the race. You know, politicians like to say one thing when they mean something completely different, but at least as of today, she is going to stay in the race. I have a pretty solid guess as to why she's doing it. She's probably hoping in the back of her mind that something with one of Trump's legal problems will knock him out of the race. And then since she just kind of lingered around, she'd be the default person to go to. I'm not sure that that would work in her favor or not. But I think that's why she's lingering around. There really is no other reason. She makes it more difficult for Trump. She makes it more difficult because all the money that should be spent defeating Joe Biden now has to still be spent fighting her because she's staying in the race. It's a selfish move that she's making right now. She knows there is no path to victory for her. Trump has already gotten more delegates. Got enough delegates in the southern states. There's really, if there's a path to victory for her, I mean, it's razor thin. There's really no clear path to victory. Obviously, Trump right now has a pretty giant lead and has a very clear path to victory, not just because of what I think or what you think, just because of what polls say in general. Going forward, she's not beating him in any matchup that I've seen. Anyone that I've seen coming up, any state that's coming up, I haven't seen one where she's actually leading Trump. Not one. She's lost every single one that she's been in so far. You know, I don't think that her fortunes are going to change. She's doing a hell of a job for the Democrats. I'm going to try to tell you. Because she's, she's basically taking all the cheap shots at Trump that the Democrats would like to take themselves and put their time and money and to spend on attacking Donald Trump, except they don't have to do any of that now. They can reserve and save their money because Nikki's doing it for them. She's now a spokesperson for the Democratic Party. You're going out of her way to hurt Trump as much as any of them could ever hope to hurt him. And she's getting a lot of airtime. You know, she's getting airtime on both sides. So she's a problem. She's not going to go away. She's going to linger and circle the carcass there and just hope for her opportunity. Will it come? I don't really think so, because I don't think anything's going to happen with all these legal challenges, at least in my opinion. But as far as her, she must think that she knows something or sees something that I don't see that gives her some hope that potentially she'll get an opportunity somewhere down the road. Donald Trump's doing very well, especially in swing states right now, polling against Biden, which is should be even more incentive for her to get out of the way and get on board and back Trump to make sure that we win this election coming up, because this is the one that's important. Does everybody want Donald Trump and Joe Biden to have a rematch? Probably not. Does everybody think Donald Trump's the absolute best candidate in the world, or would they like somebody else? I'd say you get mixed feelings on that. But at the end of the day, you got to support your guy. And if that's who's running against Biden, then that's who you're going to support, or that's who you should support. Because not supporting him is supporting Biden in the America you are currently living in. Trump's doing well. I just wish she would get out of the way. A lot of the polls that I've seen that are coming in right now, Emerson College did an initial poll and looked at Trump and Biden contest in Georgia and showed that Trump was leading Biden by 6 points with a 48% to supporting Trump and 42% supporting Biden. And then there was 11% of respondents that remained undecided. And this is not accounting for independents also. The survey was about 1,000 people. It's like that everywhere. In all of these states, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Trump's leading everywhere that we need him to be leading in right now. And in some, he's leading by a much wider margin than others. This is important. And then when you add independence in, it actually grows. It gets better. It doesn't get worse. So Nikki Haley's not doing him any favors. Not that anybody thinks that she would have or that she should have, but she certainly is not doing him any favors right now. Also just in general, don't you think, how embarrassing must it have been on Saturday to lose the way that she lost in your home state? Where you were the governor there. I mean, your home state. You don't think how stupid you must feel? I mean, I know I would. I'm a human being. I'm not bulletproof like everybody else. You want to walk around, act like big tough guys and everything. You're all bulletproof. Listen, hey, I would still look at that and be like, man, that was a gut check. Like, I lost my own state. Yeah, time to bow out gracefully. I mean, you got to wonder. You got to wonder how these people think sometimes, because it's amazing that they do this and stay in it, but they're politicians. So, I mean, they love this type of stuff. They love the negativity and the positivity. I mean, I don't mind negative stuff either, with the podcast and people want to say stupid things. I don't really care. But that right there, that's a lot of pressure to be under, to that much negative pressure, to get out of a race. You're losing, but they eat that crap up. No politician's really there to do the right thing anyways. There's very few of them that are there to do the right thing. The ones that, you know who did the right thing? Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis did the right thing. When he saw that he had no clear path to victory and he saw that there was just no way, and he was the second guy, and he saw there's just no way, I cannot overcome this. There's no way I beat this man. I'm not going to sit here and waste my time. I'm going to go and focus on my state, and I'm not going to make a fool out of myself, and I'm going to say, hey, I support Donald Trump, and let's roll. We got to beat Joe Biden and these radical Democrats. That's bowing out gracefully. That's a way to keep and do it respectful and earn and keep the respect for yourself. Nikki Haley, you're just a joke. This is your last ride. If this doesn't work out, it ain't going to be good for you. Nothing happens to Trump, which I don't anticipate it would, in 10 months from now when we have an election. and Trump's the guy, and he ends up winning. Nikki, I mean, what are you doing for a job other than looking maybe to work for CNN, doing some type of public announcement for them somewhere, somehow? I just don't see it. All right, I'm going to tell you now, this is the latter part of the show here. So while I was sick, I think at some points I was hallucinating, my fever was rocking pretty good. I don't think I've been that sick for a couple years. Anyways, when I was sick, I was reading into podcasting because my numbers have been stagnant lately. And I'm an honest person, and it's just the way things are. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is the best course of action, and reading a whole bunch of different stuff on podcasts and whatnot, and how do you become successful in your space and whatever. And because I would like to do this and devote literally 100% of my time to this, not have to split it between work and then, you know, work is 70-80% of your time, and then that last 20 or 30 cram as much as I can in. And it just, you know, that you usually get what your reward is, what you put into it type deal. So I am in like the top 35% of podcasts. Okay, so that's already a plus. I'm doing well enough just with my downloads that I'm there. You know, some of the helpful things that they said are obviously doing a video cast with it, which I am working on as soon as I get into my house, which would be nice because I've been a wandering nomad for about 5 months. But I think that should be over in the next few weeks. And the plan was to get myself situated and figure out a format and start doing a live on Rumble, picking a particular time and kind of doing that. So anyways, in my search, they said if you're an individual and you're talking just to the microphone, that it's more beneficial and you capture the audience better for shorter episodes. And their version of short is somewhere between 12 and, say, 18 minutes long. So I said, okay, I mean, I can do that and I can cut it down. Maybe I do ramble on a little bit too long and some people are like, all right, somebody please shut this guy up. You never know. So I'm going to change the format a little bit. My podcasts are probably only going to run in total length about 15 minutes going forward to see if that helps with the numbers in any way, shape, or form. I'll do the video part of it next. Obviously, one of the things was to get with a company that does promoting, but promoting just like websiting, it's hard to find somebody to work with. When I was trying to do the website, which I've just about given up on, the people that I was working with, there's a lot of money going out and there's not a lot of stuff coming back in, and people, they're just not as professional as you'd like them to be. Let's just put it that way. I'm not going to call out any companies or anything like that, but the people that I was working with, you know, they get back to you whenever they get back to you. You want something done, and I want it like yesterday, like last week. I want to get this stuff going, and it just ain't happening that way. You know, I ask for one thing, and I'll get you. Oh, we'll be back with you in about 48 hours. All right, I can work with 2 days, and then 2 weeks later, I'm still sending messages. Yo, what happened to 48 hours, man? We're 2 weeks later, and then 30 days later, you get a message back. I'm sorry, we got a little bit disconnected, and it's like, God dang it. You guys, what kind of professionals are you guys? You guys are not very good. Anyways, one of the other suggestions was getting a promotion company that helps promote you, that knows how to promote you on social media, especially if you don't like it, knows how to promote you. And, you know, the prices, the amount that they charge for what they do is big dollars. At least to me. I mean, if you're making a lot more money than that, but I mean, if you're paying somebody $5,000 a month to promote you, you know, it's kind of scary to think about giving people money like that. What is the guarantee in the end? You could run this, say you decide to take a shot and go 3-4 months and see what happens in 3 or 4 months. I mean, you're 15-20 grand out, and what do you get? An extra 100 people per download? Oh, that's just not worth it. That just seems insane to me. So I'm going to try to do some of the free things that make it a little bit more easy. But one thing that I would like to say, and I'm about to wrap this up this time, is I am very, very good, thick-skinned, and can handle any type of criticism. And if you have any ideas, you know, I'm going to reach out to you because you're the listener, not me. I mean, I just talk and do my thing, but it's about what you guys like to hear. So if you have any ideas, or there are things about the show that you like or dislike or would like to see me change in any way, shape, or form, I would be willing to listen to suggestions and everything else. So if you'd like to, then reach out to me via email. It's ljconsercrn@gmail.com. You could also go to my Twitter account, Little Joe CC. Go to the Twitter there, and my email is attached to it. If you follow me on Twitter, you could just you'll see my email there. But if you'd like to email me any changes that you think, if you think the show's stagnant, if you're bored of it, you need to have more guests, you need to have less guests, you need to find a co-host, whatever you're, whatever it is, you suck, I hate you. Hey, I'm cool. Excuse me. Yeah, my chest is still just dirty wet. Yeah, but I'm willing to listen to pretty much all criticisms going forward, to just try to make things as good as I could possibly make them. So,
and that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.